Jennifer called, told me about her latest admirer. Said, someone should make a pamphlet called So You Think You're In Love With Jennifer. They're all guys with steady girlfriends, panicking at where they're at. Jenny, please, let's never become like that. Skipping across the ocean when the Melbourne summer is endless and the warm wind leaves you helpless. Life's too good to become someone else's. Become someone else's. What lens you're looking through, maybe. But all I know about love I learned from you, Tracy. Sucking on cherries, dangling from the trees. Hasn't anyone told you what your fangs are for? Little bodies, that lonesome feeling, and what it tells us. Sleeping on my arm till it becomes someone else's. Sleeping on my arm till it becomes someone else's. Become 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 someone else's.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 220. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Jens Lechman. That song is called Become Someone Else's, and that is on his new album, I Know What Love Isn't, which came out September 4th on Secretly Canadian Records. I've spent a few weeks with the album now, and I can say I'm a little disappointed, though I thought I might be based on the singles that were released before the album. The album is very soft, and while soft and acoustic might be nice in a Nick Drake sort of way, soft with, well, flutes and saxophone squalls from the 1980s, not so good. So tread lightly on that one if you're a fan of the latest Bon Iver or that sort of sound, then maybe you'll like this album. It's a little, like I said, too soft rock for me. Coming up, I've got a track by the Fresh and Onlys from San Francisco. This song is called 20 Days and 20 Nights.
For 20 days and 20 nights, so heavy in my mind. I think I wanna try and let it out. So I cry and I cry. Something so heavy in my mind. I think I wanna try and get it out. So I cry and I cry. I cry and I cry. Better time. Something so heavy in my mind. I think I wanna try and get it out. Something so heavy in my eyes. I think I wanna try and let it out. So I cry. And I cry, I cry, and I cry, I cry, and I cry, I cry, and I
keep it.
Rock and roll for you there on the Too Much Rock podcast. That is My Jerusalem with the song Oh Little Sister. That's on the band's album Preachers, which you can pick up October 9th on The End Records. Band out of Austin, Texas there. I can appreciate the Replacements, Drunken Shambles, bar scene sort of vibe to that song, but the rest of the album doesn't do a whole lot for me. So that's one you want to listen to on Amazon or iTunes or Spotify or whatever you do to preview music. Before that was the Fresh and Onlys from San Francisco. That song is called 20 Days and 20 Nights, and that's on the band's album Long Slow Dance, which came out September 4th on Souterrain Transmissions. That is an album that is full of some indie pop goodness there, and I enjoy that one. The band is on tour. I know they got a date in Lawrence, Kansas coming up, but we'll talk about that a bit later. Let's continue on with some music here. This is Yamantaka, or Sonic Titan, with the song Hoshineko.
Thank you.
It's a whole lot of CD6 there, wasn't it? That was Suburban Living with the song I Don't Fit In. You can find that on the band's Cooper's Dream EP, which was self-released in July of this year, released by Wesley Bunch, who is Suburban Living. There's a cute video for that online, though it is NSFW, so be careful where you watch it at. Before that was Yamantaka Sonic Titan with the song Hoshineko or Nico, I'm just not sure. I found that on the 2012 Lost Leader, a paperback records compilation, which you can download for free from the band's website, though I believe that was released in 2011 on a different label, and it's currently shortlisted for the Polaris Prize, the band out of Toronto now, but I think formed in Montreal. So if you're interested, visit Paperbag Records, download that compilation, a very interesting label with some good things on there. The Young Galaxy tracks are very nice as well. Well, I see I'm about out of time, so let's get some business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 220. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar over the last week or so, we've covered shows by... last night was Frank Turner, Larry and His Flask, and Ginny Owen Youngs, and you can find photos and video of that online. Last week, Wild Nothing and Dive, and photos and video are up of that as well. Looking forward, we've got lots of shows on the concert calendar. We've been talking about that for a while now, I guess. We've got Swans on the 19th at the Beaumont Club, Mono with Chris Brokaw the 26th at the Riot Room, Nick Lowe the 27th at Knuckleheads, Guided by Voices the 28th at Granada. On the 9th, you have your choice of First Aid Kit at the Granada or Stars at the Bottleneck, and that's with California Wives and someone else good too, so tough choice there. On the 10th, Hudson Falcons at the Riot Room, and I think Davies is Bob Log the 3rd with someone else good, so a tough choice there. On the 11th, the Lighthouse and the Whalers at the Jackpot. The 16th, Crystal Castles at the Uptown, or you could go see Shearwater at the Riot Room. On the 19th, Balmorier at Record Bar, and we'll have a track from them on the podcast next week, so you can listen to that. On the 20th, Converge at the Granada. 21st, Tilly and the Wall at the Jackpot. 23rd, Sleigh Bells at the Granada. And 27th, Minus the Bear at the Beaumont. And that should give you enough to look forward to for a while. We're going to end things off here with a track by the Calm Blue Sea, a band out of Austin, Texas that has recently reformed after disappearing for a little while. Definitely of the post-rock genre. The song we're going to play is called Tesoro, maybe, T-E-S-O-R-O, and that's on the band's new album, Arrivals and Departures, which comes out October 9th on Modern Outsider Records. So I will let this one envelop you and give you washes of good times, good feelings, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you very much.